OpenAI has released Sora 2, a TikTok-style app that allows users to post exclusively AI-generated videos up to 10 seconds long. The app immediately became the top downloaded app on Apple's App Store in North America. However, it is uncertain whether OpenAI has enough revenue to pay for the app. Also, the energy consumption per video generation has not been communicated, and there is criticism that copyrighted material can be used in videos without author permission. Former OpenAI employees have criticized the tool as being too far from OpenAI's original goal of AI for the betterment of humanity. One called it an infinite AI TikTok slot machine. On the impact of AI, Pope Leo has urged news sites to avoid using clickbait, sensational, misleading, or exaggerated content, often written using generative AI, designed to attract visitors to websites. An MIT Technology Review article looks at the negative impact of AI-based language translators on lesser-used languages. One problem is that many Wikipedia articles today are AI-translated from English. These translators are very poor at lesser-known languages, so the translated text is AI slop. A roundtable discussion with Yuval Noah Harari, Maria Ressa, and Rory Stewart argued that technology is evolving currently in a world of increased authoritarian populism. Modern liberalism emerged in the 18th century, and its fundamental tenet was that in a democracy, people could agree to disagree. This consensus is eroding today, and technology is playing a role through its possibility of manipulating opinions and surveillance. A TechCrunch article argues that reinforcement learning with human graders is the biggest driver behind improvements in software coding and video generation chatbots. This is due to the presence of clear pass-fail metrics, which many domains where AI is being used do not have. Elsewhere, research shows that a curated dataset of just 78 examples to train LLMs gives models that outperform those trained on thousands of examples by a considerable margin on key industry benchmarks. The lesson is that the quantity of training data for AI models can be significantly reduced as long as its quality is high. Meta has announced that data collected on its social media platforms from user interactions with its AI services will soon be used to build targeted advertisements to users. Meta says that there is no opt-out option for users. The service will not be deployed in the EU and the UK, where personal data protection regulations are too stringent for Meta. Meanwhile, Microsoft is releasing the agent framework for public review, which should become the company's sole agent and orchestration framework. The aim is to unify the multitude of agent offerings that currently exist, like AutoGen and Semantic Kernel. Finally, the EU is rejecting call to delay implementation of the AI Act. One reason for these calls is the current lack of technical standards for evaluating AI. Another reason cited is that many member states do not yet have the competent bodies to oversee the regulation in their country.